My name is Guido Ferrari. I'm an associate professor in the Department of Surgery at Duke University. And for the past 10 years, I've focused my interest in understanding the different effector functions that antibody responses against HIV have, and to understand how we can exploit them in a term of building better vaccine products, or to use the monoclonal antibody that we can generate from infected individuals to prevent infection or to treat individuals with HIV infection, essentially to achieve a cure. Antibodies have usually two functions against HIV-1. One is neutralizing the virus and prevent the infection of the target cell. And the other is commonly refer as the Fc-mediated functions. That means that the Fc region of the antibody can interact with the Fc receptor-bearing cells and drive them to a different antiviral function. For instance, they can bind to the virus and then engage neutrophils and monocytes and induce the phagocytosis of the virus, or they can engage neutrophils, monocytes, and NK cells and lead them to the killing of the infected cells. Those two Fc-mediated functions are not mutually exclusive, but they are complementary to each other to a certain extent. And of course, they are also complementary to the overall neutralizing function that the antibodies may have. What is the ADCC? ADCC is an acronym for antibody-dependent cellular mediated cytotoxicity. In this case, we have the antibody are provided by the adaptive immune response, and thanks to their Fab region, they can recognize the virus virus antigens that are expressed on the surface of the infected cells. The Fc region can recruit the Fc gamma receptor bearing cells, CD16 positive cells in general, and drive their activity, usually the cytotoxic activity, and eliminate the infected cells. The antibody can recognize the virus at two different steps of the virus cycle. One is at the time of virus entry, when the envelope engage the receptor and co-receptors and expose epitopes that are usually referred as CD4 inducible epitopes, and in this way this specific antibody will then recruit the effector cells, and the cells can be eliminated during the process of a virus entry. At the same time, the cells can express HIV envelope on the surface during the maturation of the virus, is also referred as a virus budding. And there are two possibilities. One is just recognition of the envelope by the antibodies alone, or during the time of syncytia formation, when the envelope binds to the non-infected cells. And at this point, in this trans binding, the epitopes that were exposed at time of entry will also be exposed at time of the syncytia formation. So we have essentially three different steps when ADCC can play a role: at time of virus entry, at time of virus budding, and at times of syncytia formation. And the ultimate effect is preventing infection if we can target efficiently the cells at time of entry, or eliminate the infected cells during budding or syncytia formation. The ADCC has been demonstrated to be important in already in several non-human primate vaccine studies. And in particular, Dr. Marjorie Groff was responsible for these early observations. And in terms of disease progression, even earlier on, there were a study conducted by Dr. Baum and Forthal, where ADCC responses were correlated with slow progression toward overt HIV disease. And lately, our group demonstrated that the ADCC was also correlated with the status of non-progressors and controllers in collaboration with Dr. Lambotti. Recently, the outcome of the RV144 clinical trial, who provided a protection in 31% of the individuals enrolled in the clinical trials, was also linked to non-neutralizing functions of the antibody responses. And in particular, in individuals who demonstrated the low anti-ENV IgA responses, ADCC directly correlated with the lower risk of infection. And there has been several studies that demonstrated later how IgA could have competed with IgG for binding to infected cells and prevent IgG1 responses from engaging the Fc gamma receptor bearing cells and mediate ADCC. So there are mechanistic effects in vitro that could potentially explain the findings in RV144. This is how ADCC responses may be important in disease progression and prevention of HIV infection. This field is where my laboratory has made probably the most contribution, along with identifying some of the immunodominant responses that contribute to ADCC, like the recognition of the CD4 inducible epitope in the C1, C2 region. And then the synergy between these responses to the C1, C2 region and the protective responses against the V1, V2 in the RV144 clinical trials. We have also exploited the way that we could use antibody capable of mediating ADCC to cure chronic HIV infection. And this is in particular work in progress, where based on some of these non-neutralizing antibody molecules have been designed to bind the infected cells and at the same time recruit effector cells, and not necessarily only the Fc gamma receptor bearing cells, but also the CD3 by the utilization of bispecific molecules, and redirect these cytotoxic cells to recognize the infected cells and to be used for a therapy. Some of these concepts are also common with the cancer therapy, and some of the outcome of therapy for cancer are probably related to the ability of these monoclonal antibody and monoclonal antibody derived molecules to mediate cytotoxic effect by recruiting the cytotoxic cells.